27 minutes past eight. It might have escaped you, but yesterday was International Dawn Chorus Day, an annual worldwide celebration of morning birdsong. I'm not sure whether the birds had been told. Maybe they sang a little bit louder. But at a London museum, the Foundling Museum, which is very centrally located, they were out recording the early birds singing. They were listening there with some children out of care. And here's the first Blackbird and Robin song recorded there, followed by the full dawn chorus. Birdsong at the Foundling Museum, which is in a building originally used as a hospital for abandoned children. Now, a fellow there, the Handel Fellow, is Chris Watson, who's worked as a sound recordist for David Attenborough at the Natural History Unit. He's also, in fact, been involved with Tweet of the Day. Radio 4's playing some of his Dawn Chorus recordings in the Tweet of the Day slot this week, and he joined us now. Good morning to you.
Good morning,
Chris. It's quite interesting sound, isn't it? You can hear the city rumble there. It is very central, the Foundling Museum, isn't it?
It is, but in that remarkable oasis of calm behind the Foundling Museum, Conyngham Gardens, where a lot of the early foundlings are in fact buried. I think because it's a burial site, it's been left undisturbed. And so there's this real oasis and this really beautiful habitat, which is full of birdsong and surrounded by what's been developed in central London. So it was really interesting and exciting to experience that, and also to hear that incredible outpouring of song yesterday morning.
And you took some children who were out of care, because this was a hospital for abandoned children, and its original, the site was originally...
The Foundling was the first ever home for children, abandoned children. So I was there with some care leavers, and we were out doing some sound recording and just listening to the sounds around the museum and in those gardens, and thinking about, in fact, you know, that very little in sound terms has changed in that place since the early 19th century. In terms of birdsong, in that period of time, evolutionary terms, it's a very short period.
But we do know that bird populations rise and fall, don't they? Different birds have their moments, and then they suddenly become much more scarce, don't they?
Yes, there's an ebb and flow, although what you heard on that recording are resident species. So there's that blackbird song battle and then the robin. But in fact, in the chorus, there was also migrants. There was international birds singing in there, birds from sub-Saharan Africa, willow warblers and chiff-chaff, who had just descended into central London, into this tiny sort of micro habitat. That's what I really enjoyed hearing.
How difficult is it to get decent recordings? This is the question I really want to ask. How difficult with that recording, because it is quite high quality. That wasn't done on a smartphone, was it?
No, that was part of the experience. Taking the care leavers out, we were using very high quality equipment.
How many microphones were you using?
There was lots. We did a surround sound piece, actually, but that was a stereo version. So there were several of us, six of us, recording selectively through the night. But the main thing is, it was the calm before London awoke. It was probably the quietest time you ever hear London.
But it's never totally quiet, is it? Because there is that faint rumble in the background. It's hard to quite point your finger at what it is.
Yes.
But there's always a faint rumble, isn't
you're
there?
You're right, actually. That sort of city soundscape, that presence which tells you you're in an urban area.
But how hard is it? I mean, so how many microphones, how good is the equipment you're using for a recording?
It's very good. It's a case, and part of the challenge with the young people I was with was getting close to these wild animals. So that idea of fieldcraft and being quiet and listening and engaging with the place and sort of creeping forward in the darkness.
Right, and not scaring the birds away that you're trying to record.
Yeah.
Chris Watson, nice to have you in the studio. Thanks very much for coming in.